After 7 deaths and hundreds of injured demonstrators and security forces, one of Ecuador's longest and most conflictive strikes has ended. President Guillermo Lasso tweeted, "We have reached the supreme value that we all aspire to, peace in our country. Now together we will work towards turning this peace into progress, well-being, and opportunities for all." 18 days of nationwide roadblocks placed by indigenous strikers and fierce clashes between riot police and demonstrators have cost Ecuador an estimated $500 million. Ecuador's powerful confederation of indigenous nations, which is made up mainly of farming communities, had demanded sharp cuts in fuel prices, food, and fertilizers.
The president should not have waited for people to die or be injured or lose their eyes before listening to our demands.
President Guillermo Lasso, a conservative banker, finally caved in to pressure to reduce petrol and diesel, but only by 15 cents a gallon, far less than what the strikers had originally demanded. Many were angry that their leaders had accepted the deal. Still, the government did agree not to go ahead with plans to expand oil and mining in indigenous territories, as well as to improve education and health services for people like Mercedes Tamayo. She says she can barely walk and has been waiting for 4 months for a doctor to see her because she can't afford private health care.
My father used to come here to fight for land reform. May he rest in peace. This president has never governed for the poor, just like his predecessor.
In the end, both sides had to make concessions. But as the strikers left the capital to return to their communities, their leaders warned that it might only be temporary. They say that they've given the government 90 days to prove that they will follow through on their commitments. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Quito, Ecuador.